Wendy, we're standing in the 2500 block of 5th Street in Quadra Village, and I can see the back of the old Vancouver Island School of Art, and beside us here are three houses. Is this the site of the new Vancouver Island School of Art?
Yes, this is it, on 5th Street.
And how did you come to be part of this new development?
Well, last year we were evicted from the 2549 Quadra building, and a developer caught sight of a news story about the eviction, and he called me up and asked if I would be interested in having a build to suit permanent space for the school. And I thought, it can't be true. So I met him that day. We met for coffee, and I asked him, well, why would you want to have a art school? It just seemed too good to be true. And he said, well, who wouldn't want to have an art school in part of their development? So the developers are Arise, and they do rental housing, and they're really interested in the kind of community participation in the building. So that's how it came about. And it just was approved by City Council, the final approval, on September 5th. So we're very excited.
What does it mean to be able to stay here in this neighborhood inside Quadra Village?
Well, we really love Quadra Village. And when we started it, I remember Rob Fleming, who's the MLA for the area, he called the Vancouver Island School of Art the jewel of the Quadra Village. And many neighbors have said that the neighborhood became much safer, like having a school there. And we were sort of at the beginning of the village. And the village is becoming quite an arts-oriented place with the Blue Bridge Theater, and there's Dance Victoria, and there's talk of another dance company moving in. So it's nice to have this little beacon in Victoria, beacon of the arts and culture.
Can you give us a sense of what the new development's going to look like?
Well, we're going to be on the ground floor, and it's going to be about 6,500 square feet. So we're going to have a street front gallery, which is really important to me, and it makes me think of Jane Jacobs, who always talked about the importance of street presence. So anyone walking by will be invited to come into the space and look at the gallery. And then we'll have two classrooms and also 15 studio spaces, which is much needed in Victoria. Artists are always having difficulty finding studio space. So we're more than an art school. We are trying to bring in the art community in many different ways, through gallery, through courses. We'll also have two classrooms and then the studio spaces. So, and the gallery will also be used for lecture series and many other activities that are open to the public. And we're really excited about having the street front, because that's going to make all the difference. Because even here on Quadra, we did have good street presence, but the reason I started the art school was to make art really accessible. So to have a place where people can actually walk by and feel like, oh, maybe I'll come in. And, you know, one of the things that I always come across is people say they don't have talent or they don't want to take art. But I think as soon as you get people in the building, they'll realize that art is really for everyone.
So the new development is going to be named Ross Terrace. Where does that name come from?
Well, I just found out it came from Ross on Friends, because Luke Mary, the developer, was trying to create this concept where it's very young and hip, and the millennials don't necessarily drive, and they want to be living in a neighborhood where they can walk to work, and so all the amenities of the Quadra Village, and so that's how Ross Terrace came about.
So on the site of the development, currently there's three houses. What's going to happen to them? Are they going to be torn down?
Well, one of them is going to be torn down because it's not structurally sound, but the other two are moving to Denman Island. So it's really great that, you know, there's this thought in terms of, you know, saving things, because it is a shame when good buildings get torn down. So that's a really good part of the project, and the City Council is quite pleased with that aspect.
What's been the most challenging part of this process? You know, you were evicted. You've been in a temporary location for about a year. Has it been hard?
Yeah, it's been extremely challenging, because to move to a new place, people still go to the old place, especially because it has that fantastic razzle-dazzle design. So it's really hard for people to get in their mind that we're in a new location. And we really like the building we're in. We're in the Blanchard Elementary School, but it doesn't have a welcoming entryway. So it's what I was talking about, the street presence. You have to kind of find your way to the front door and then go upstairs. So it has been challenging, and you know, we're working on a couple of fundraising campaigns to help with all the, you know, financial challenges. But I really feel that we've been here long enough in the city that people have really come up and to support the project. The other thing I'd like to mention about the, after the city council approved the project, I had so many emails and, you know, Facebook messages from arts organizations, and I felt it brought such a sense of optimism in the community, because it's the first project, it's unprecedented to have a private developer work with an arts organization, and there's so many arts organizations that need space, and they just felt like, okay, this is the beginning of something, a new way of thinking. And it just, there hasn't been a lot of optimism in the arts community because, you know, lack of money, lack of space. And so it was really nice to see that this project has perhaps reverberating effects.
So the future sounds exciting, but the digging hasn't yet begun. When do you anticipate being open for students and faculty and visitors?
I anticipate being opened in June 2021. It's thrilling because it's so exciting to have a permanent space. There's very few arts organizations that have that, so I really feel this is the best thing that could have happened to us, and it's a testament to how important we are to the city. And I love that in the council meeting, the mayor said as soon as she retires from being a mayor, she's going to take classes at Visa.